Welcome back, Alina. I'm Lily. Today we're exploring the history of Boulogne-Billancourt, a city beside Paris, whose streets reveal an unusually rich transformation, from rural settlements and religious foundations to elegant estates, factories, film studios, modern offices, and dense residential neighbourhoods. At first glance, Boulogne-Billancourt may seem inseparable from the French capital. It borders Paris, curves around a bend in the Seine, and lies beside the Bois de Boulogne. Yet its identity developed through a distinct combination of geography, political decisions, changing borders, and waves of economic activity. Understanding that development gives us more than a local history. It offers a compact view of how the wider Paris region expanded and modernized. We'll travel back to the area's early settlements, including Billancourt, whose name appears in medieval records. We'll also consider the importance of the pilgrimage church associated with Boulogne, which helped shape the community that grew around it. Over time, the surrounding countryside attracted aristocratic residences and country houses, placing rural life, religious influence, and elite leisure side by side.
Then the pace of change accelerated. Territorial reorganization brought Billancourt into the municipality during the 19th century, while improved connections with Paris encouraged new residents and businesses. Industrialization reshapes the landscape even more dramatically. Boulogne and Billancourt became associated with manufacturing, especially automobiles, as well as aviation, cinema, and other creative industries. These activities brought employment and innovation, but they also created sharp contrasts between prosperous districts, working neighborhoods, grand homes, and enormous industrial sites. The name Boulogne-Billancourt, officially adopted in 1924, captured the joining of these different histories. Through war, reconstruction, factory closures, redevelopment, and the growth of service and media businesses, the city continued to reinvent itself. Traces of earlier worlds remain visible in churches, street patterns, surviving architecture, cultural institutions, and former industrial land. As we begin, keep one question in mind. How did a cluster of communities beyond Paris become a place that helped define the modern metropolis? And what was preserved, displaced, or newly created during that transformation?